The Skagway Assembly orders a recount of senior center bond votes, and two high-profile Alaskans plan to visit Skagway next week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The votes on a proposed $6 million bond for a senior center and housing facility in Skagway are so close that there will be a recount. On Election Day Tuesday, preliminary results showed the no votes had a 6-vote lead over the yeses. But on Thursday, the canvas board met to count about 90 absentee and questioned ballots. That's when the ballots in favor gained a 4-vote lead over the opposition. The canvas board counted 227 votes for the bond and 223 against. But that margin is so slim that the Borough Assembly Thursday ordered a recount to take place before the October 20th Assembly meeting, where the results would be certified. The Assembly did certify the election results for two open Assembly and School Board seats. Newcomer Orion Hansen and incumbent Tim Cochran won the Assembly spots. Hansen took 259 votes and Cochran earned 252. Candidate David Brenna garnered 181 votes. Assemblyman Spencer Morgan made a last-minute effort to retain his seat as a write-in candidate, but the 124 write-in votes weren't enough for election officials to even tally whose name was written in. In the three-way race for school board, newcomer Jamie Bricker handily took one of the two seats with 375 votes. Longtime board member Darren Belisle retained his seat with 280 votes. Mark Smith, who was appointed to the board last year, garnered 140 votes. The two school board seats include one with a 3-year term and one with a 2-year term. Since Bricker is the top vote getter, she'll take the 3-year seat. The recount of ballots for the senior center bond is scheduled for Monday, October 10th at 3 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Skagway will host two high-profile guests next week. On Friday, both Alaska Governor Bill Walker and legendary dog musher Lance Mackey plan to visit Skagway. KHNS is waiting to hear more details about Walker's visit and if he intends to stop in Haines as well. The Skagway Borough Assembly plans to hold a joint meeting with the Chamber of Commerce on Friday, October 14th, to talk with Walker. By coincidence, another famous Alaskan plans to be in Skagway on the same day. 4-time Iditarod champion Lance Mackey is scheduled to attend a screening of a documentary about his life. The Great Alone was released in 2015. It follows Mackey's drive to be a dog musher and his battle with throat cancer. Here's a clip from the movie trailer.
All I wanted to do was be like my dad. I couldn't imitate him enough.
The winner of the 1978 Iditarod Trail Race.
At 8 years old, seeing Dad win really, really stuck.
Mackey's visit and the movie screening were organized by Skagway's Cindy Godby.
He is the champion of dog sledding. He won the Iditarod 4 times in a row and the Yukon Quest 4 times in a row, so that's 8 in a row, and a couple are back-to-back, and nobody's beat that record. He's quite the legend.
Godby says the money raised from the event will go towards Mackey's current medical trials, suffering poor circulation and nerve damage in his hands. Mackey scratched in the 2016 Iditarod because of health issues. But according to news reports, he plans to compete again in the 2017 race. The Great Alone screening is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. Friday at the Eagles Club. The Borough Assembly agreed to donate up to $500 for Mackey's travel to Skagway. Thursday, Skagway Borough Assembly members chose a port consultant they hope will bring a fresh set of eyes to stalled progress on the waterfront. The Assembly also approved the purchase of Long Bay property for public use and decided to proceed with engineering for a school vocational education building. Planned port improvements that were part of the so-called Gateway Project have been in limbo for about a year now. Last October, a public vote rejected a tidelands lease between the municipality and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. Since then, movement towards renovations has grinded to a halt. That's what brought the Assembly to this point, seeking outside help to plan for the waterfront's future.
The only thing I was kind of looking for would be kind of a fresh set of eyes on it.
Assemblyman Jay Burnham isn't the only one who thinks a fresh perspective would help the situation. The borough received four port consultant proposals. One of them was from a company that has history with Skagway's now-defunct Gateway Project. Seattle-based KPFF Engineering received the highest marks from a borough staff scoring committee that reviewed the proposals. But a different company earned the endorsement of the Port Commission. That group is Anchorage-based Moffitt and Nickel. Most of the Assembly members also favored Moffitt and Nickel, with KPFF and Pacific Contract Company coming in second place. Except Assemblywoman Angela Greaser. Greaser objected to a line in Moffitt and Nickel's proposal. It says, quote, "This team will develop a long-term plan for port expansion and improvement and will lay the groundwork for a long-term lease with White Pass."
Maybe we should run the port in 2023. I mean, they're not even considering that option at all. So that's why I didn't put them first on mine.
But the other Assembly members disagreed with Greaser's interpretation, saying that the borough can refine what it wants the consultant to do. Here's Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr.
I think that the intent of what their proposal was stating regard to White Pass is the short term. If there is something to be done in the short term, it must involve White Pass.
The Assembly ultimately voted for the Moffitt-Nickel contract 4-1, with Greaser opposed. Next, the municipality will bring the consultant to Skagway for a visit to refine the contract. Steve Burnham Jr. recommended the formation of a steering committee made up of Assembly members and port commissioners to work with the consultant. The Assembly also decided to put out a request for proposals for preliminary design engineering on a potential vocational education building. There is already $140,000 budgeted for the work. Assemblyman Tim Cochran described what the school board envisions for the Voc Ed Center.
We'd like to get a building that can house automotive. Like to concentrate on automotive, gas and diesel mechanic, welding, culinary arts, and some woodworking, and maybe some other peripherals, not just for school kids, but also for community members.
To save money, Steve Burnham Jr. suggested the engineer look into using the fire department building that will soon be vacated because of the new public safety facility. Assemblymember Spencer Morgan agreed.
It's been brought up many times about projects that we keep doing, and it seems like every meeting we're bringing up another one. And it would be nice to make use of the facilities we already have.
Not everyone liked that idea, but they agreed it wouldn't hurt to look into it. Finally, the Assembly voted to move forward with purchasing 16 acres of private property on Long Bay for $800,000. The property is owned by the family of the late Bud Matthews. When he lived there, Matthews let the public use the beach for recreation. Residents have asked the Assembly to retain the land for public use. There are still some unanswered questions about how the municipality will manage the property. Morgan suggested the Assembly involve the Parks and Recreation Committee in those decisions. The next Assembly meeting is October 20th. For For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.